This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hey, Ram truck lovers, this is Justin Peoples with Wright Automotive. We will beat any other dealer's deal on a new Ram truck. Wright Automotive is your new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram truck headquarters. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or WrightAutomotive.com.
Here's another pick of the week from Wright Automotive. The Ford Focus gets over 44 miles per gallon. The new Ford Fiesta checks in at 48 miles per gallon. For information on these and other new vehicles, go to WrightAutomotive.com. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or WrightAutomotive.com.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
And first of all, in our farm news this morning, the overnight crude oil market, 44 cents lower at $86.66. The Brent crude, a nickel lower at $102.35. The August gold contract, $7.10 lower at $1,584.90. The U.S. dollar index, 0.233 higher at 83.582. And electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, September wheat trading at 874.5, up 26.75. December wheat trading at 890, up 27.5. September corn now trading at 771.25, trading at 772, up 31.5. December corn trading at 771.5, up 31.25. August beans trading at 1630.75, up 36. September beans trading at 1608, that's up 38.5. On the Chicago Board of Trade on Friday, July wheat ended up at 842, up 9.25. September wheat ended at 847.75, up a penny. December wheat, 862.5, up 2.75. July corn Friday, 755.75, that's down 15.5. September corn, 740.5, up 9.25. And December corn, 740.25, up 8. July soybeans Friday, 1642, up 16.25. August beans trading at 1594.75, up 22.25. September beans ended up at 1569.5, up 24. July soybean meal on Friday closed at 488.90, up 101. August meal ended up at 474.10, up 74. September meal ended up at 465.60, up 80. And July soybean oil on Friday, 53.57, up 42. August oil, 53.70, up 36. September oil ended up at 53.91, up 36. July oats, 365.25, down 2.5. And September oats, 372.5, up 2 cents. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended mostly higher on Friday afternoon. The outlook for hot temperatures to continue into next week supported stronger grain futures. In the cash grain markets on Friday, trading has been slow. The cash corn basis was sharply lower at many Illinois River terminals, with many terminals down 17 to 23 cents. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bid 6 to 7 cents higher at 750 to 764. Soybeans gained 18 to 21 cents at 1610 to 1626. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids 5 to 8 cents stronger at 761 to 776. Soybeans advanced 21 to 25 cents at 1607 to 1625. And the cash wheat bids steady to 2 cents higher at 815 to 828. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids gained 7 to 9 cents at 769 to 792. Soybean bids up 22 to 24 cents at 1609 to 1652. And the wheat bids ended mixed at 818 to 851. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 8 cents lower on Friday at 762 to 765. Soybeans gained 16 to 19 cents at 1639 to 1647, and cash wheat bids ended a penny better at 808 to 818. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at 775 to 792. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 15 to 21 cents, with quotations at 1651 to 1664. Soft red winter wheat ended steady on Friday at 831 to 832, and Milo gained 12 at 672 to 673. Contract bids to producers for new crop grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn range from 701 up to 710. New crop soybeans at 1512 to 1539. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from 712 up to 738. New crop soybeans at 1517 to 1538. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 719 up to 744, and new crop soybean bids range from 1533 to 1553. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, July hogs closed at 97.22, down 7. August hogs closed at 90.40, down 187. And October hogs closed at 79.47, down 187. August cattle on Friday, 117.20, up 17. October cattle, 121.45, down 20. December cattle, 124.90, down 7. August feeder cattle on Friday closed at 139, down 222. September feeders closed at 142.15, down 197. And October feeders closed at 144.30, down 247. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Friday, July 13th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed $2.28 lower. Carcass-based price range, $86 to $87.69. Weighted average, $87.63. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 7,800 head. Illinois direct brown gilt trade, $1 lower, $58 to $63. And Illinois direct slaughter sows, 1 to 2 lower. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds, 38 to 43. 450 to 550 pounds, 41 to 44. Over 550 pounds at 43 to 44, with a few up to 46. Today's estimated receipt, 625. Thursday's actual, 750. And for the week, 4,857 head. Pork carcass cutout, 89.49. That is down 2 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection, hogs on Friday, 386,000, Saturday, 2,000, week-to-date of 1,959,000, and year-to-date, 58,059,000. Cattle Friday, 121,000, Saturday, 14,000, week-to-date, 641,000, and year-to-date, 17,293,000. Boxed beef cutout values were lower on light to moderate demand and moderate offerings. Total movement today, 151 fabulos and 24 trim. Choice, 183.94, down $2.09. Select at 172.57, and that is down 85 cents. At the Illinois auctions, which we cover, receipts this week of 3,040. No price comparison available this week since all but one of the covered auctions were closed last week in observance of the holiday. However, a weak undertone was noted. Choice steers and heifers sold from 112 to 122, with choice Holstein steers 103 to 115, 111.5. That's 103 to 111.5. For the afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review, trading was limited Friday in Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, inactive in Texas Panhandle and Colorado on light demand. Not enough sales for an adequate market test. Latest established market was Thursday in all regions. Live sales in the Southern Plains 114 to 115. Live sales in Nebraska 115 and dress sales 181 to 183. Live sales in the Western Corn Belt 113 to 115 and dress sales 181 to 183. Negotiated sales week to date of 101,900. Illinois direct slaughter cattle, due to very limited tests, no accurate price comparison available for live or dressed sales this week. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Gray Market News Service.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday: butter 155 up a half, block cheese 168 up 1.5, barrel cheese 168 up 2. The spot price Friday for Class 3 milk, $16.73. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, $7.84. For August, $7.27. Corn delivered to Scottville for July, $7.76. For August, $7.20. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for July, $16.15. For August, $15.48. Wheat delivered to Scottville for July, $7.97. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.84. Corn at Scottville, $7.76. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $16.15. And wheat at Scottville, $7.97. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning. Brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Greenyard Lawn Care by FS is currently applying steps 3 and 4 of its 6-part program. It's the time of year for summer fertilizer, grub prevention application, and to check evergreen trees and other plants for bagworms. Give Greenyard Professional Lawn Care by FS a call at 1-800-962-7331. For a free estimate and scouting of your plants, call Greenyard Lawn Care by FS. It's a service of M&M Service Company, the local solution for your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the mid-90s with light south winds. For tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the low 70s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, humid, high temperatures in the mid-90s. Your extended weather forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers Wednesday and Thursday. Low temperatures in the low 70s, highs in the mid-90s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have light south winds. The barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature, 73 degrees under mostly clear skies. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. It's 6:22, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. And first of all, in our farm news today, is the second day at the Macoupin County Fair in Carlinville. Coming up today, beginning this morning at 8:30, the 4-H General Projects will begin at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Grandstand Harness Racing coming up at 5:30. The Macoupin County Food Festival will open. And tonight on the stage, the Little Miss and Little Mister contests. That will get underway tonight at 7 o'clock. That's what's going on today at your Macoupin County Fair. On Friday, we talked to Steve Worthington, Crop Claims Supervisor for Country Financial in Bloomington. He talked about the process when filing a crop insurance claim.
What our insured should do, or anyone who has federal crop insurance, is they should report their loss as soon as they suspect that they're having problems in the field. And I know that under the current conditions, most people might fit that category. But at this point in time, there's some fields that are in very deep, bad situation, and there are some that may evolve through the growing season as to how bad it is. But they should go to their financial rep or crop specialist or agent and report their loss. One of the things that we want to do is make sure we get our adjusters out and communicate with those people and discuss their situation and address any issues, answer any questions. The adjusters have a lot of information to share. And basically, we're kind of committed to the fact that our adjusters are going to work with each individual insurer throughout the life of their claim and through the harvest season.
Have you sent out adjusters already to talk to producers who are considering seriously filing a claim?
Absolutely. Anybody who has reported a claim, they're going to be contacted. If they have not, be within 24 hours of the time they report their loss. And we're talking to people for the last 3 or 4 weeks. We've been out meeting with people and discussing their situation and honestly appraising crops and going through the whole process.
And the situation, appraising crops on a lot of them really do look bad, don't they?
Oh yes, in the southeastern part of the state, there's a large number of acres that probably there's absolutely no opportunity for recovery.
Do you for producers that might want to salvage the crop, maybe chop it into silage for livestock feed or something like that? Is that allowable under the crop insurance contract?
Absolutely. The only thing is, and the requirement that the federal crop ask is that we need to inspect those acres before they destroy it. In other words, if they're going to cut silage, we need to make an appraisal before they cut that silage. If they're going to do anything other than harvest that crop as grain, we need to inspect the crop for those acres before they destroy it or cut it for silage.
Or even if they're just going to run the bush hog through it.
That's right. Even if they're going to run the bush hog through it, we need to inspect those acres first to make an appraisal.
Is there like a time limit before that someone needs to keep in mind before filing a claim?
There are deadlines, the latest dates, and it kind of depends on what type of policy you have. Generally speaking, and what we're talking about in this situation are yield losses, and the latest date that you, by policy, the latest date that you have to file a claim is December, 15 days after the end of the insurance period, which would be December 10th. And unfortunately, that places that on Christmas Day, but the next business day would then be the latest date that they have to turn in a yield loss claim, and that's for all policies in this circumstance. But I think the important thing is, as is with any peril, is to work closely with the adjuster. I know that we're trying to make a huge effort to reach out to our insureds, let them know that we're there, we're going to stay with them through the whole season, the whole year as far as this drought issue in Illinois. I know that this morning, most of Illinois, if not all of it, was declared a disaster area, as is a large portion of the country, as a matter of fact, and you've probably already heard that. But that in itself is leaning toward to reveal what kind of a thing we're dealing with nationwide. Yeah.
That was Steve Worthington, crop claims supervisor for Country Financial in Bloomington. Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau has this report on efforts by the Department of Agriculture to streamline disaster relief to producers during the drought.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. Well, this past week, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack did announce a package of program improvements to deliver faster and more flexible disaster assistance to farmers and ranchers given the current drought situation. Rick Graydon is our executive officer at the state FSA office in Springfield. He told us more about the package, the reforms, and about the current conditions as he looked at the drought monitor this week.
We are in a devastating drought in Illinois that's not helping us out at all, and the state FSA office and even some of our county offices have been pretty busy the last week to 10 days providing information to Washington, D.C. how we think it would assist us in making disaster declarations a little bit more streamlined, and Washington's been working on it for quite a while. But in essence, in past years, whenever we had a weather event, such as what we're dealing with in 2012, the county office would start paperwork, and it would take 2 or 3 weeks to get paperwork put together. You'd go through the system, and lots of hoops and lots of hurdles to jump, and then the governor would request a secretarial declaration, disaster declaration, and that just took too much time. So based on what we're using now, there's a U.S. drought monitor that's actually updated each Tuesday, and then it's posted and available every Thursday. So we just got this morning we just got an updated drought monitor map at 7 a.m., and this drought monitor map cuts the time required for counties to be declared disasters by at least 40%. We don't get into all that paperwork of trying to find out what the rainfall was in different areas and different counties. It also makes sure that we've got automatic disaster declarations without the required paperwork to back it up, because they're doing it at a different place. This day and age, with all the electronic stuff that's available, GPS, GIS, there's a lot of information available now that we need to be using to streamline our processes to assist our producers. I guess it's interesting to note this drought monitor map that I just looked at this morning. We have the southern tip of Illinois, Alexander Pulaski, Massac, and part of Gallatin Hardin is the D4 drought, which is exceptional, just crept into Illinois. So that's pretty indicative that it's not getting any better. Two-thirds of the state is at least a severe drought. The very northern tier of counties in Illinois, most of them are all severe drought. Only northwest and a little bit north of the Illinois River to that top tier counties is still a severe drought.
Rick Graydon with the state FSA office. As always, Rick reminds producers to stay tuned and stay in close contact with their local FSA office, both crop and livestock producers, as he expects more announcements in the coming weeks. For FM 106, I'm Rita Frazier.
Recently, we talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brink about the area's forage crops.
Naturally, just like anything else, we're not getting much growth out of alfalfa or these other forage crops, even, some of the grasses, the orchard grass and so forth. So we need to, be concerned about that. But again, harvest should continue. Whenever you start seeing blooms out there, go ahead and continue to harvest regardless of plant size. Now, maybe we're not even going to get to that adequate plant size in some of these fields, but nevertheless, when you start seeing it bloom out there, go ahead and take it off regardless of the plant height.
That was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink, and he also talked about some field days coming up.
We've got some field days coming up. Brownstown Field Day is July the 26th. That's the University of Illinois Field Day at the Brownstown Research Center, and that program starts at 8:30. Of course, rain or shine, that program will take place. So we have, and then of course we get into August. August 15th is the date for the M&M Field Day at the Litchfield plant. So there's going to be a lot of good information. We've got a lot of kind of unique problems this year. So if you're wanting information, plan to attend one of these three field days. And we'll keep mentioning these because they are, excellent meetings, excellent place to get information from.
And once again, that was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. On the Farm Show Saturday, we talked to Bob Becker, who will be involved with the harness racing today at the Macoupin County Fair. He has been involved in the trotting industry since 1953. He describes what makes a good trotter.
Well, you got to go by the conformation and the breeding. The breeding is the big part of it, but conformation also. You never really know what you got until you start.
Well, can you tell, say, for instance, if you see a colt running around in the pasture, whether or not he's going to be a good trotter?
Sometimes, yes. Yeah. Yes, that's what I go by before I, I like to go to these farms and look at their yearlings running around in the pasture, and your aggressive ones and so forth, and your good gated ones, and this and that. And then you go from there. But you also got to look at the breeding of them.
And they keep pretty close.
Yeah, if you don't have breeding, and it's just a pig in a poke, you know.
They keep pretty good track of that, too, don't they?
Oh, yes, yes. And nowadays, the breeding is so superb over the breeding we had years ago, you know.
Yeah.
And the horses are so much different. They're so much different gaited. Their temperaments are so much different in everything.
That was Bob Becker. He'll be involved in the harness racing at the Macoupin County Fair. That will get underway today at 4 o'clock and tomorrow Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Right now, we'll update the hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
Well, it was another down week for the hog market. Pork cutout value lost a bit over a dollar per hundredweight, now about $89.50. And with that, we got lower bids for hog prices. Carcass prices direct delivered to the plants down $4 to $5 from a week earlier, trading in the low 90s on a live weight basis, $1 to $2 lower than the end of last week, with prices mostly in the low 60s. Looks like slaughter for the week is going to come in 3.5% or something like that, lower than a year ago. That's positive. Weights continue to drop. Iowa, Minnesota last week averaged 269 pounds, down a pound from the week before, but still heavier than a year ago. 33rd consecutive week above year ago. USDA released some trade data this week. May pork exports were up almost 10%. We exported nearly 23% of the pork we produced during the month of May. That's good news. Imports were down nearly 3%. That's also positive. During the first 5 months of the year, pork exports up 12.8%, with over half the increase going to China. So that's positive news on the trade front. And the discouraging news for the week continues to be hot, dry weather and rising corn prices. The USDA released their latest estimate of corn yield at 146 bushels, down 20 bushels from their previous estimate. And they raised their price forecast by $1.30 per bushel. So feed price concern continues to be a worry.
That was Dr. Ron Plain of the University of Missouri. Once again, at the Macoupin County Fair in Carlinville today, this morning about 8:30, the 4-H General Project Show begins. Coming up this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the grandstand, they'll have harness racing. The Macoupin County Food Festival will open this evening at 5:30. And this evening at 7 in the grandstand, the Little Miss and Little Mister contest. That's what's going on today at your Macoupin County Fair. It's coming up on 5:36, part 2 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.